This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
People in Canada don't tend to think too much about water because we have a lot of it. So we have what I call the myth of abundance.
It's a gold rush type mentality. Anybody can access whatever volume of water they want, do whatever they want with it, and there's no regulation over it. We cannot afford to waste a valuable resource like our water.
There needs to be a huge raising of awareness as to how vulnerable and valuable and finite drinking water sources are.
You know, it's one resource that we see in our territory that hasn't been destroyed. You know, I think if we start managing it better, we would all be better off tomorrow.
The growing awareness of the need to protect and manage water resources is part of a resurgent global trend, but the concept is not a new one. In North America, protection of community drinking watersheds began in the late 1800s, based on principles of protection developed and established in Europe and Russia. Natural forests and wetlands were recognized as the ultimate filtering and purification systems. In British Columbia, those principles became well established, and watershed reserves were off-limits for human activity. This trend began to reverse in the 1950s after sustained pressure and lobbying from industrial interests. Over the next three decades, various watershed designations were quietly changed from single-purpose managed forest lands to managed forest lands, and the logging of community watersheds began. The southeast coast of Vancouver Island presents a unique case for watershed management because almost all of the watershed land is owned privately.
That was audio from the opening moments of Troubled Water, a documentary film which examines the threats to public water systems and watersheds using the east coast of Vancouver Island as a case study. It was produced by Nanaimo-based filmmaker Paul Manley. You can find the entire film on YouTube or at manleymedia.com.
Water is largely taken for granted by most Canadians, but is becoming blue gold in the 21st century. The safety and security of our public water systems, public ownership, and the fundamental human right to access clean drinking water are now being seen as under threat. Privatization, so-called public-private partnerships, privately owned community watersheds, vulnerable aquifers, overdevelopment, groundwater contamination, and international trade agreements are all seen as undermining the human right to clean and accessible water.
Community-based coalitions Vancouver Island Water Watch and the Mid-Island Council of Canadians believe that a clean, high-quality, secure source of drinking water is the most important asset that any city can own. The groups are calling for the city of Nanaimo to start the process of purchasing or expropriating the important parts of the Nanaimo community drinking watershed in order to protect it now and for the future generations. Clean water activists say that the most important sections of the watershed are the valleys and streams that flow into Jump Lake from the lands above it.
I spoke earlier this week with June Ross. She's with the Vancouver Island Water Watch. Here's that interview.
Canadians, for the most part, assume that our drinking water is not only safe, but it's also inexhaustible. What's actually happening?
What's actually happening? Yes, I agree. People do think that it's a supply that will go on for eternity, but with the resource extraction that is going on, particularly in Canada these days, it's as bad in the States, where water is literally being removed from the hydrological cycle, due to fracking and mines and you name it, we're going to be in big trouble with water.
You're with the Vancouver Island Water Watch Coalition. Tell us a bit about the group and what it is you're trying to do.
Okay, we're a group of community organizations that run from Victoria up to the Comox Valley and out to Port Alberni. We've got 12 community groups that are a part of us, so we're a coalition of coalitions. And our major goal is to protect our water, monitoring development, trying to get control of our watersheds, which very few of us other than Victoria have. So that's what we do. We try and help one another if there is a group in a particular area that's having difficulties or needs more information or needs help with something. We band together and assist.
Your presentations to Nanaimo City Council and to Nanaimo Regional District call for the creation of a watershed board. Tell us about that concept.
Cowichan Valley, they have a watershed board, and people can go online to the Cowichan Valley Watershed Board. They all have to do is Google it, and they will see the work that they've done. Interestingly enough, Port Alberni has just created a watershed council, and most of these are being created around the issues of logging and unsustainable logging, may I add that. So the boards basically are made up of all of those individuals, and I won't call them stakeholders because we're, especially the SUNY NAMO, they are not stakeholders. They are, in fact, in our view, owners of our watershed, not Island Timberlands. The idea of a watershed board is to have all of the community that is affected by that water bore or the watershed together to make decisions about how we're going to look after the watershed. How are we going to look after it environmentally? How are we going to look after it for quality and quantity of water? And that's done through what is known as watershed boards. Now, there's an issue, I guess, because we need the government within their new Water Sustainability Act to give those boards governance control, and that's what we're after. We're trying it here in Nanaimo. They've already accomplished it in Port Alberni, and I know other groups up and down that are a part of us will be attempting the same thing, attempting to get their political people on side with the creation of watershed boards.
What can you tell us about the Nanaimo region's watershed? Where is it, and what are the steps that need to be taken for a watershed board to be created here?
Well, our watershed is very, very large. I mean, it's up in and around Jump Creek and back and behind, and it hooks onto Ladysmith, actually, all of that area. And like I said, we need the city and the regional district on side and willing to be the leaders as far as getting community together to create the watershed board and to do the work that's necessary in order for us to gain some control over what happens up in our watershed. That's our major issue, is that, it's clear cut up there around Jump Lake, and that's why we get boil water advisories. There's nothing to hold back the steep cliffs anymore. The trees are all gone. When the trees are gone, there's no roots. no undergrowth at all to hold water or to feed it down into the earth, so it runs straight down, taking the soil with it, and then creates problems for us and our drinking water as far as quality goes.
June Ross, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would really like the citizens of Nanaimo, first of all, to know that we do not own our watershed, that Island Timberlands and Timber West own it, they claim, although we would argue that the Suni Namo actually own it because of the ENN land grant. So if we want to ensure quality and quantity of water for our ongoing use and for the use of our children and our grandchildren and their children down the line, everybody needs to stand up and say it's time. We need to own our own watersheds.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
You're most welcome.
June Ross is with the Vancouver Island Water Watch Coalition. You can find them online at vancouverislandwaterwatchcoalition.ca. Paul Manley is with the Mid-Island Chapter of Council of Canadians. You can find them online at midislandcanadians.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.